many are each of those? Okay, why don't you take three of those? That'll be 3.6.
Luann Powers is the school nurse at Auk Bay Elementary. She's in a class checking out a student whose blood sugar is too low, which can be dangerous, unlike head lice.
Well, I guess when you think about head bugs in your head, it'll creep anybody out. People are embarrassed when they have head lice, and because of the time it takes for treatment, it can take away time in the school.
She says lice are mostly a social problem. She occasionally finds lice on kids throughout the school year, but says this is a common time too.
Head lice are a little creature that is spread through contact, close contact of, it could be hats, combs, any kind of headgear, clothing, bedding.
The creepy crawlers don't mean an automatic ticket home. Only live lice can keep a kid out of school, and Powers says when they are found, usually the host student can stay through the end of the day.
Because if they've had them in the morning, they've probably had them for a few weeks anyway, once they're noticeable.
Parents are asked to get rid of the lice when they get home, and then the student will be checked when they return the next day. If there are still live lice, the kid goes back home until they're gone.
They are a nuisance. They're not a health hazard. They can create discomfort because they need to feed off of a human blood supply in order to survive. They can create a lot of itching, but not always.
Powers says lice can cause a lot of scratching, which can lead to infection if the kid's nails are dirty. Here's the important part for Powers. She explains how to get rid of lice by using special hair products.
Over-the-counter products such as Nix or Rid, and Lice MD is another product in the community. And so it's a cream rinse or a type of shampoo that they are supposed to leave in the hair for a certain period of time and then rinse it out. And then it's the matter of combing out the nits.
Nits are lice eggs. They're not enough to keep a kid out of school by themselves, but they're not welcome either. Powers says some products claim to remove them, but she still advises parents to literally nitpick their kids using special lice combs. This can take as long as 2 hours. Powers says people who catch head lice are often considered dirty, but that's not accurate. She says lice can be caught by anyone, and kids tend to catch them outside of school.
As a matter of fact, I used to work for a pediatrician years ago, and he said, gosh, if you haven't had head lice, you haven't had friends.
Powers says when she finds lice, she tries to be discreet, and she downplays the situation for the kids' self-esteem. But she says in her experience, it's usually the adults who overreact. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.